crack.
Welcome back to the Untitled Show.
That was freaking perfect, man.
Happy crack. Happy crack. It's
all over my
Happy
can,
crack. Hold on, let's just see. Happy crack. Give it to me, we are Happy crack. Happy crack. Okay. Welcome back to the Untitled Show. Last break. How you doing?
We just like to mess around.
If we were on FM and we put commercials in, this would be good enough to last for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Not saying that. Terrestrial.
FM, you know.
Yeah, you know. Live 101.9. You can call me anytime. Maybe. Yeah. I probably should say that since we're at the Vinci earlier. Well, thank you to my boss for allowing me to come down here and record like this.
I will suck your dick.
You heard that. He said that, not me.
I didn't say that. He told me to say that.
Yes, you did. You said it.
You don't quit throwing.
Darn it. You stop kicking stuff around.
Don't quit throwing over here by my foot.
Sorry. Well, here we go. Teen arrested in airport after screaming, "It's time to die."
It's time to die! You're under arrest. For what?
Oh my god. Here we go. A teenager was charged with disorderly conduct after shouting, "It's time to die."
Give me a break.
While gripping off a backpack and reaching inside it.
He's a terrorist.
The 16-year-old and his father were standing outside the terminal before a scheduled flight to NYC. Monday, when passerbyers told airport police the teenager was acting suspiciously. When questioned by officers, the father was cooperative, but the son became more agitated and combative. He said things like, apparently, to his dad, "It's time to die. I'm not afraid to die." And he ripped off his backpack and tried to pull some out of his backpack while saying, "I'll kill you. It's time to die." Officers arrested a teen who was charged with 2 counts of disorderly conduct and taken him to County Medical Center in Buffalo for a psychiatric evaluation.
While was in the backpack.
The FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force was also called to determine there was no terrorist threat. The 16-year-old had some cell phones in the backpack, but no weapons and nothing deemed dangerous. The boy will spend at least 2 days in the hospital because of the charges. No telephone list could be found for his family in their hometown of Guard City, New York. The airport's operators were not disrupted by the incident.
Mentally unstable.
Oh my Jesus. Can you imagine somebody just running up behind you going, "It's time to die." And he tries to stab you with that brick of a damn shit.
Yeah, what were you saying?
That brick of a Nextel phone.
Yeah, there you go.
Just smash it over here. Like, why does everyone buy Nextel? It's like carrying around a cinder block in your pocket. It's like having Sirius satellite radio.
Yeah. It's pointless.
You know, I want to bring up a point. It's not very funny. It's actually kind of serious while Donnie beats his grizzly. But XM satellite radio introduced the Inno.
No.
Which is a portable device that picks up XM satellite radio, and it has a hard drive where you can record programming. And now the RIAA is trying to say it's illegal.
How?
To have it.
How is it illegal?
I don't know. They never say. But have you ever noticed how it's okay to have VCRs and record movies off HBO because you pay for the HBO service?
Yeah.
So why is it not okay to record programming off XM?
I don't know.
What XM Satellite Radio said is that you're not recording songs, you're recording blocks of shows.
I paid for it.
You're not recording individual songs, and also that files cannot be taken off the NO and put on a computer. So what's the problem here?
I don't know.
I mean, so they're getting sued by the RIAA after the RIAA promised that they would not sue them over this when the product was originally put together.
Okay.
So, Dara is lying again. Lying again to us. While this one company wants to trademark a pizza scent.
Yeah.
I love Donnie's reaction because he doesn't read these beforehand. So
yeah, I'm just like, what the hell?
In Lithuania.
Lithuania.
The aroma of freshly baked pizza is arguably as universally recognized as the newly formed, newly mowed lawn or a fresh cup of coffee. The Lithuanian restaurant chain now wants the intellectual property rights for the scent and the smell of the scent in the small Baltic nation.
Small ball.
Word. If the request is granted, it does not mean that other pizzerias would have to stop making the oven-baked dish, but only Silica would be able to make the claim that the food smells like freshly baked pizza.
Whatever.
Competitors say the idea stinks of unfair business practices and that the company is just looking to make more dough.
Oh, good pizza jokes.
Yeah.
Lame.
Lame. Sounds like Donnie came up with that idea.
Yeah.
Word to your mother. Word, homie.
Word up.
Word up, kid. Let's see here. Naked man arrested for bank robbery.
Oh, yeah. Getting something cool, man.
Here we go. What? Okay, here we go. Bern Abbey RCMP say a shameless bank robber resorted to an unusual and ultimately unsuccessful diversionary tactic as he tried to elude them on Wednesday. The incident began at 12:30 p.m. when a man entered the bank in the 1900 block of Wellington Avenue and demanded money. As he fled the scene on foot, police said the man shed his clothes for attempting to flag down a passing cab.
Okay, he's the only naked guy running through town. He's going to be hard to find.
When a taxi driver refused to stop for the naked man, police say the suspect streaked on foot toward the Gilmore SkyTrain station. Pursuing offers tackled him before he reached the session. Road burn.
Oh.
A 27-year-old man of no fixed address was taken in custody. He was scheduled to appear in court this past Thursday. Mm.
That hurts.
Ow! That hurts just thinking about it.
Just nuts and asphalt don't mix.
Gravel, skin. Ew.
Oh. That's my nuts crawl.
What a way to bring down the show.
Oh, good lord.
That one hurt.
Ow.
Ow. That was a new meaning to having a chapped ass, man. Good gracious.
Oh my god. This is the stupid story of the week on CourtTV.com.
Have at it.
This is what we're going to leave the show with. Thief locks himself inside a van. A new use for child safety locks. They not only keep children inside cars, they also work well on would-be thieves. Things appeared to be going well for the Angel Terror Zone in early morning hours on May 8th, according to Columbus Police. The Ohio man was just successfully broken into a van that belonged to an appliance repair company and had collected a cache of repair tools to take with him. But his good luck deserted him when he tried to exit the van and found himself trapped inside. Sergeant Mike Wood said the van was equipped with child safety locks that were activated when Terrazon initially entered the vehicle and closed the side door behind him. He was unable to get to the driver's section to deactivate the system because of a steel cage that separated the front from the rear section of the vehicle. He remained in the vehicle until a company employee showed up about 7:10 a.m. and discovered him in the vehicle. The man, however, refused to let the trapped thief out and contacted police instead. Columbus police arrested him 15 minutes later. Wood said several tools were recovered from his pocket. He was charged with theft from a motor vehicle and criminal damaging. He is currently in jail. That's gotta suck.
Yeah, that's gotta suck. That's about as bad as a guy getting caught in the restaurant Because he ate all the pies.
Gotta be
get out the window.
Gotta be as bad as getting suspended for making happy crack.
Yeah, you need
to. I mean,
little happy crack.
Happy crack.
I'll be using that from now on.
Yeah.
I was going to say I was going to use it at school, but
we're happy not crack. Back, so. Yeah, well, college.
I'm not going to college yet.
You're not going back to college. Well, I'm taking a semester off.
That's what I'm doing. Sit back and chill. Work.
We're taking a semester off so we keep doing this for y'all folks.
Yeah. Now, y'all owe us, man.
You guys are going to miss the old show. No more talking about Jeff. No more talking about Poot. No more talking about Stalker Boy or String Bean. No more talking about String Bean. Aw, damn it. But remember this. If you do something stupid, we have eyes at Bainbridge High School. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. That's it for us. See you guys next week, I guess.
Yeah.
Yay. So, I'm Bob.
And I'm somebody.
That's, well, what are you?
Something.
You're something?
I'm a happy crack dealer.
Happy crack dealer.
I'm walking a wire, feels like a thousand ways I could fall. To want is to buy, but to live is to die, and I can't take it all. When everything is said and done, I won't have one thing left. What happened to everything? All they gave me was this ticket to heaven, but that ticket to heaven sits a lie in the bed that you